Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about Christ Jesus, a firm foundation. In 2023, a total of 1,712 earthquakes with a magnitude of 5 or more were recorded worldwide. With so many earthquakes happening, we have become somewhat immune to the news. Most earthquakes do little damage, but occasionally we'll see the news that an earthquake brought about great destruction of property and lives. Around the world, in places where earthquakes do the most damage, it's sometimes due to the construction standards that are insufficient to withstand the shaking. When the earth starts moving, the buildings crack, crumble, and fall. Builders in earthquake-prone regions know how to construct a building to withstand the shaking, but one of the most important factors of a building's strength is the foundation. Constructing a deep foundation provides added strength to stand firm against earthquakes and to reduce the damage. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter informs us that believers have an adversary. Our enemy, the devil, brings persecution and suffering. Yet despite the opposition, Christ will enable us to withstand this attack, and he will place us on a firm foundation. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. All power to him forever. Amen. We are all aware of the spiritual battle that rages. We do have an adversary. We have opposition. We are in a fight. But today, find encouragement in these verses. Christ Jesus will place us on a firm foundation. He is our firm foundation. He is the rock we have built our lives upon, and he cannot be moved. So no matter how fierce the fight, no matter how difficult the battle, our firm foundation is not shaken. Yes, we will have to stand firm. Yes, we must be strong in the faith. But all the while, we remember that our suffering is not forever. The promise from these verses is that we will share in God's eternal glory. Jesus will restore us, support us, and strengthen us. After all, he has placed us on a firm foundation. You know, in this life, we are constantly reminded of the spiritual battle that rages around us. Like a prowling lion, our adversary seeks to devour us, to tear down our faith, and to rob us of our hope. Yet in the midst of this struggle, we find reassurance and strength in the unshakable foundation of Christ. Let Peter's words speak to you today. They urge us to be alert and sober-minded. We cannot afford to become complacent or unaware of the dangers around us. The enemy's attacks may come in various forms, like doubts, temptations, trials, and tribulations. But you and I are called to stand firm in the faith. One of the things that stands out from these verses is Peter's reminder that we are not alone in our suffering. As we stand firm in the faith, we are not alone. We are a part of a family of believers who throughout the world are facing similar trials and tribulations. Together, we encourage one another, support one another, and lift each other up in prayer. This is why we must not isolate ourselves. It is so critical that we commit to a local church. In the midst of it all, let's remember that as believers, we are standing on a firm foundation. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6 says, "In that day, he will be your sure foundation, providing a rich store of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord will be your treasure." And here's today's challenge. Stand firm. Christ is a firm foundation, and he is unmovable. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, Let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.